Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, continuing chapter 4. This is the revelation of Nityananda's glories. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has met Nityananda in the house of Nandanacharya, and he's revealing his greatness to all the assembled devotees. Text 45. Prabhu bale jignanasa karite kari bhai kondika haite shubha karile vijay. Vishnuvar Mahaprabhu said to Lord Nityananda, I'm afraid to ask, but from which direction have you come? From where have you made your auspicious arrival? Shishumati Nityananda Paramavival Balakera Prayajena Bachan Achanchal. The greatly overwhelmed Nityananda displayed the mentality of a child, Shishumati. Nityananda spoke with the restlessness of a young boy, Balak Praya, almost like a Balak, like Balagopal. He Prabhu Avatirna Jani Lena Maram Karajoda Karibale Hai Bharavnaram. Nityananda understood, this is my Lord who has descended. Nityananda then folded his hands, Karajoda Kari, and humbly spoke, Prabhu Kari Stuti Shuni Lajita Haiya Vyapadeshe Sarvakata Kahena Bhangiya. Nityananda was embarrassed on hearing Vishambhar's glorification of him, so he tactfully clarified the Lord's statements. Nityananda Vale Tirtha Karela Aneka Dekila Krishnarastana Jateka Jateka Stana Matra Deki Krishna Dekite Na Pai Jignasa Karila Tabe Balalokatani Simhasana Sabakini Dekiyachadita Kahabhai Sabakrishna Gela Kon Bita. Nityananda replied to Vishambhar's question, I have visited many holy places and seen various sites connected with Lord Krishna. Dekila Krishna Krishna Stan. I can only see the place, but I could not see Krishna. Then I inquired from some responsible persons why all the singhasans were covered. I asked them, Oh brothers, where has Krishna gone? Tarabali, Krishna Gyachena Goradesh, Gaya Kari Gyachena Kateka Divas. They told me, Krishna has gone to Goradesh, Navadvip Mandal. After visiting Gaya a few days ago, he returned there. Nadi Jaya Shunivara Hari Sankirtan Kehabali Ektaya Janmila Narayan Patitara Tranabara Shuni Nadi Jai Nadiya Jai Shuni Ailan Muni Pataki Etai. I heard that in Nadiya there is extensive congregational chanting of Lord Hari's glories. Someone said, Lord Narayan has taken birth here. I have also heard that fallen souls are delivered in Navadvip. Therefore, I, being most sinful, have come here. I am fallen, so I have come here to you with a desire for deliverance. Of course, Nityananda is Balaram and also Mahavishnu. All Balaram expands in Chatravyuha. Chatravyuha expands into Sankarshan and all the Purusha avatars. Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. All the living entities, they emanate from Mahavishnu. So he's playing the role, Nityananda's playing the role of a fallen soul, Patita Trana. So we can, from the Adhyatmika level, we can derive the teaching that if we go to Mayapur or Navadvipa Mandal, then we will become delivered by the mercy of Gauranga. This is Gaur Mandal. Gaur Mandal, Navadvipa Mandal. So Nityananda is playing the role of the conditioned souls, although he is the Supreme Lord himself. Prabhubala Yamara Sakala Bhagyavan Tumihena Bhaktera Haila Upastan Ajikrita Kritya Chena Manilamar Dikila Jetomara Ananda Varidhara. Vishwambhara Mahaprabhu said, "We are all fortunate to have a great devotee like you amongst us. We consider that today our lives have become successful, for we have seen your flowing tears of love." Ananda Varidhara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying the association with Nityananda. Sakala Bhagyavan. We're all possessing Bhagya, great fortune, because Bhakter Upastan, that we have a great devotee amongst us, or near us, or in our presence. Hasya Murari Bali, Tomara Tomar, Huhatana Bhuji Kichu, Amara Sabara. Murari smiled and said, "You understand yourselves, but we do not understand anything that you are saying." He's Murari Gupta. Because this conversation was taking place between Gaur and Nityananda. These very confidential topics. Now Srivas said, "Srivasa balena uha amaraki buji Madhava Shankara Jena Donhe Donha Puji." Shiva said, "What can we understand of that? It is like Madhava and Shankar worshipping each other." Because formerly Shiva worshipped Narayan and Narayan worshipped Shiva, so they became Harihara. Garadhara Bale Bhala Balila Pandit Sehi Bhuji Jaina Rama Lakshmana Charit. Garadhar said, "O Pandit, Srivas, whatever you have said is correct. I think the characteristics of Gaur and Nityananda resemble those of Ram and Lakshman." In other words, their sentiments aroused between Gaur and Nittai were similar to those aroused when Ram and Lakshman met each other. Keha bali duijana jena duikam Keha bhale duijana jena krishna ram. Someone said, "Gaur and Nittai are just like two cupids." Someone else said, "These two are like Krishna and Balaram." So the one devotee was saying in the Sangha, he was saying Gaur and Nittai look like two Kamadevs, Dui Kama, because they're so beautiful. They actually, Gaur and Nittai are the basis of all the beauty and qualities of the whole world. Someone said, "Keha Bali, Ami Kichu Vishesha Najani, Krishna Kole Jaina Shesha Ailapani." I don't know so much, but it appears that Lord Shesha is lying on the lap of Krishna. Keha bali dui saka jena krishnarjun se mate dekilama sneha paripurna. Someone said, "Gaur and Nittai are just like the two friends Krishna and Arjun, because they are filled with so much affection, sneha paripurna, completely filled with sneha." So the friendship of Gaura Nithai and their affection they were sharing was similar to that found between Krishna and Arjuna and Dwapara Lila. Kehavale dui jana Bharaparichai Kichui na buji sabha Tare tore kai. Someone else said, it seems that Gaura Nithai are quite known to each other. I cannot understand anything they speak through their gestures. So Gaura Nithai were so compatible with each other, and that the affection that they were sharing could not be understood by ordinary people. They could only see a few gestures. Emata harishe sakala bhaktagan nityananda darshane karena katan. In this way, all the devotees happily discussed the meeting of Nityananda with Gauranga. Nityananda Gaurachandra donhe darshan ihara shravane kaya banda vimochan. Anyone hears about the meeting between Nityananda and Gaurachandra is freed from material bondage. This is the Phal Shruti, the benediction of the author, Srila Veda Vyas Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has compiled the wonderful Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he's giving a benediction to the readers. If anyone who hears this, Nityananda Gaura Chandra Darshan Shravane, then Banda Vimochan, it will be completely free, Vimochan, from bondage of Maya, samsara. Sangi sakabhai chatra shayana vahan Nityananda bahiyanya nahe kona jan. Nityananda alone serves the Lord as his companion, sangi, friend, saka, bhai, brother, chatra, umbrella, shayan, bed, and vahan, carrier. So only Nityananda is fully capable of serving Gaura Sundara. In Adi Lila, Krishna's Kaviraj also explains, as Balaram renders so many services to Krishna through his Sandini Shakti and his other Shaktis, in a similar way, in Adi Lila, describing the glories of Nityananda Balaram, Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining that Nityananda, or Balaram, is serving Lord Krishna by assuming different forms. These are expansions of Ananta Shesh. Ananta Shesh Balaram, or in this case Nityananda Prabhu, he becomes an umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, and singhasan. Therefore he's called Lord Shesha, for he has attained the ultimate end of servitude. Because Shesh means end. Ananta Shesh, the unlimited end. Ananta means no end. And Shesh means end, unlimited end. But he's attained the ultimate end of servitude to Krishna. So Ananta Shesh takes many forms for the service of Krishna, and thus he serves the Lord. So this is the Shesh, Lord Shesh. This is the ultimate end of all endeavor, the ultimate end of all activities, and the ultimate expression of all love and affection is to become a fully surrendered servant of Lord Krishna, like Lord Balaram, or become a fully surrendered and dedicated servant of Gaurachandra or Gaura Sundara, like Nityananda. Nana rupe seva prabhu apana ichaya jare dena adhikara se janapai. Nityananda serves Lord Vishambhar in various ways out of his own sweet will, apanachai. Only one who is favored by Nityananda can be qualified to serve the Lord. Jaridena adhikara se janapai. So that jana, that person, a living entity, becomes qualified to serve Gaura Sundara by the mercy of Nityananda. So Nityananda or Balaram is the source of all qualification for serving the Lord. So when out of compassion Nityananda bestows the qualification on others, they also become qualified to serve Krishna. So Nityananda, Guru Tattva, the Guru Tattva is an expression of Nityananda or Balaram. So the Guru He gives the adhikar for devotional service, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. He gives a seat of devotion, a seat of service to the disciple. And by the mercy of Nityananda coming through Guru, then the disciple engages in the service of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Adi Deva Mahayogi, Ishvara Vaishnav, Mahi Mara, Anto Iha Najanaye Sab. Even the greatest Vaishnav and Yogi, Adidev, Mahayogi, Ishvara, does not know the limits of Nityananda's glories. Mahima. Mahima Ara Anta Iha Najana. So he's the Ishvara Vaishnava. He's the controller. He's of all the Vaishnavas. He's the Mahayogi. Shankar Bhagavan. Sometimes he's called Shankar Bhagavan. This Lord Shiva, Mahadev, Adidev. He's the greatest Vaishnava and Yogi. But yet Lord Mahadev does not know the limits of Nityananda Balaram's glories. He cannot understand the limits of his unlimited service. Certainly Rudradev, or Lord Shiva, is most self-controlled. And he's in the category of Ishvara. Of course, he's not the Paramishvara. Lord Brahma is also Ishvara. And Suryadev is Ishvara. Lord Shiva is a big Ishvara. But Lord Brahma is telling Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. He's worshipping that Govinda, that Lord Gaurasundar, that Lord Krishna, who is the source of all the devas, and who is the Parameshwara. So he cannot, even Lord Shiva, who is such a great personality, he is unable to serve Gaura in all respects like Nityananda. In other words, no one can be a better servant of God than God. So Nityananda is Balaram, Balaram is God, and God is serving God. Balaram God, Godhead is serving Krishna Godhead. So he's the most expert in that capacity of rendering service. Najaniya ninde tanra charitra agada pahiya o Vishnu bhakti hayatara vada. The progress of anyone who blasphemes Nityananda without understanding the depth of his characteristics is obstructed, even if he achieves Vishnu bhakti. So, in other words, one may be a Vishnu bhakta or have Vishnu bhakti, but if he doesn't have the service of Nityananda and he blasphemes him, then he will be checked in his spiritual progress. Chaitanyera priyadeha Nityananda Ram Hao Mora Prananata E Manaskam. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, my only desire is that Nityananda Ram, who is most dear to Chaitanya, may be the Lord of my life. So, of course, it's well known that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was in the mood of Sakyabhav. He's a great worshipper and devotee of Nityananda. Nityananda Ram was his Ishtadev. So this, he's wanting, he says, Manas Kam, 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 Manas, the desire of my mind, the one and only desire of my mind, the only thing I have in my mind is that that Nityananda will become my Prananath. He's Chaitanya Priya. So, Priya means, in one sense, we can say, Priya, this Priya Deha, can mean that his body is not different from that of the Lord. Chaitanyara Priya Deha. Tanhara Prasade Haila, Chaitanyete Mati, Tanhara Agyaya Liki, Chaitanyara Stuti. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, by Nityananda's mercy, my mind became attracted to Lord Chaitanya. And by his order, I am writing this glorification of Lord Chaitanya, Agya, by the Agya Liki Chaitanya Stuti. So these stutis, these prayers and glorifications in beautiful Bengali language of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Liki or this writing is being done by Nitai Agya or Agyaya, the order of Nitai. Raghunatha Jaranatha Jaina Nama Beda E Mata Beda Nityananda Bhaladeva. Just as Raghunath and Yarunath are different names for the same person, I know that Nityananda and Baladeva are different only in name. So of course he's referring to Ram and Krishna. Raghunath is Raghava Ramchandra, Lord of the Raghu dynasty, and Yadunath is Lord of the Yadus, Yadava Krishna. Samsarera Parahana Bhaktira Sagare Jedu Bibese Bajuka Nittai Chandere. Those who wish to cross the ocean of material existence and drown in the ocean of devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda. Jeva gaya e katahaya tatpar sagoshtire tare vara datta vishrambar. Anyone who attentively hears and chants these topics receives with his associates benedictions given by Vishrambara. Siddhanta Saraswati's purport. Mahaprabhu awards benedictions to those persons, along with their friends, who engage in the service of Gaurachandra and sing his glories under the direction of Nityananda. Jagate Durlavabara Vishambara Nam Se Prabhu Chaitanya Sabara Dhana Pran. The name of Vishambara is very rare in this world. Jagat Durlab, Bara, very rare, Vishambara Nam. That Lord Vishambara is none other than Sri Chaitanya, the life and soul of all. Sub Dhanapran, Dhanapran is the wealth of my life, the wealth of everyone's life. Siddhanta Saraswati says, Sri Chaitanya Dev is the all-in-all for the entire world and the life and soul of the 14 worlds. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Para Jugegan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.